And Kathy Dawes now, along with the Executive Director of Home Care and Hospice, Christina Nolte. And it's a very special month, in fact, when it comes to hospice. And I'll let you explain.
It is. November kicks off National Hospice Month. So we have just started our efforts of spending an entire month on community awareness and education about hospice care, what hospice really is, and how people can know about the service so that if they ever need it, they have the knowledge they need to elect that benefit.
And of course, you know, as I get a little bit older, I mean, I hear of more and more people that are using hospice. I mean, it's a wonderful facility that we have locally. And there are a lot of myths out there, though. And I think you wanted to clear some of those up as we talk more awareness and maybe go over some of that if you could, Christina.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we want to do during the month of November. We really want to take the opportunity to clear up what we consider some of the most common myths about hospice care. So these are things we have heard time and time again when we visit with individuals and families. And so we take any opportunity we have to kind of clear some things up. So I would say the number one myth is that people think hospice is for the final days of someone's life. Now, that can certainly be true, and sometimes it happens that way. But what most people don't know is that hospice is designed to be provided for the last 6 months of someone's life. And nationally, only 30% of Medicare beneficiaries had hospice care for over 2 weeks. So again, here in our community, across the state of Kansas, and across the nation, hospice is very underutilized for really how it's designed. It is designed to help people walk through the final chapter of their life, to plan with themselves, with their families and their loved ones, and to prepare physically, emotionally, spiritually, again, for that final chapter of life. So I think that's a big misconception, and one we see just every day, where people think, well, you know, now we're at the end, now it's time for hospice, and we really want people to understand it's meant for so much of a longer period than how it's typically utilized.
Now, I'm, of course, as I said, as I get older, the people I'm close to are also getting older, and I've had a couple cases where I know you get to that point where the caretakers say, hey, I think we need to go this route. When does a person know that you're at that point? As you say, it's not necessarily the very end days, but you're getting closer.
Well, that's a perfect question. Kind of leads into another myth. Another myth is hospice is only brought up by the physicians. So someone's only appropriate for hospice care or should be thinking about hospice care if their doctor brings it up. When in fact, most physicians will tell you they appreciate their patients and their families who are open to the dialogue of end-of-life care and considering hospice as an option much, much earlier. So your primary care physician is the one who deems whether you're eligible for hospice care. And what that means is it's someone who is in the final stages of a terminal illness. And another myth is hospice is for cancer patients. And while that's certainly true, it's also lung disease, Alzheimer's, heart disease, kidney disease. There's really such a wide range of illnesses that once someone's physician says, look, I think we have reached a point where treatment is no longer an option, or we've exhausted treatment options, and we need to be shifting our focus from curative to comfort. And that's really when hospice needs to be considered. I think hospice needs to be considered while you're considering treatment. It's just good planning as far as, okay, if this doesn't work, if the prognosis doesn't change, then what are my options? So it's really something that should be discussed often and discussed early and just a part of your entire array of options.
Now, what are some of the things when someone goes into hospice? I mean, walk us through, say, a typical patient. What do you provide? What happens?
Well, again, I think that's something most people think it's more complicated than it is. Really, that's what you need to be appropriate for hospice care. Your primary care physician saying, we have reached the final chapter of this illness. And when your primary care physician says that, we can admit a person to hospice care, elect the hospice benefit for them. And we'll talk about Medicare. You know, it's a little different for Medicare, commercial insurance. But since Medicare is our primary users of hospice care across the nation, Medicare covers all of your durable medical equipment. So if someone needs a hospital bed or a wheelchair or oxygen, Medicare covers that 100%. They also cover 100% of your medications that are related to your illness. And then they also obviously cover the hospice care by our team of nurses, home health aides. We have social workers. We have a hospice chaplain. Again, not just about the physical care of the individual, but it's about the care and support for them, for their families, and really walking them through the planning and preparation of the final chapter of their life.
And of course, the facility that you have now is wonderful. I mean, any comments on that, any updates at all on what your facility's like? And
well, we're certainly very proud of the Good Shepherd Hospice House. It is the only inpatient facility in the entire Flint Hills region. Your questions are great. They're leading me into another myth. Another myth is exactly where can hospice be provided? And hospice can be provided in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing facilities, and at the Good Shepherd Hospice House. So hospice can really be provided anywhere that someone, wherever their home is, we can come and provide care.
Which a lot of people do prefer staying home as long as they possibly can. So
people do prefer that.
My mother did.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful option. You're never going to be comfortable anywhere else as you are as your own home. It just doesn't get any better than home. But the hospice house really is a very wonderful, beautiful second option for people who may not have the ability to stay in their own home. Maybe they don't have someone to help caregive for them in their own home. There's a lot of reasons that people elect to come to the hospice house, and we are certainly very proud of that facility and provide excellent care of the facility, and we are glad that the community has that option.
Any other myths we want to go over? Do we want to go on? I know Light of Life's coming up, or your big event at the end of the year and around the holiday season. Anything else we want to talk about today?
Well, definitely want to mention Light of Life. That's certainly something I think a lot of people look forward to in the community during the holiday season. The Light of Life Memorial is an opportunity for people to purchase a memorial ornament, either a dove, star, or angel, in memory of a loved one. So it's a white ornament that then is inscribed with the loved one's name. And then we have a very meaningful tree dedication ceremony down at the Manhattan Town Center, in which anyone who purchases an ornament can come that evening, hang their loved one's ornament on the tree, and then it stays there throughout the holiday season.
Not a nice way to kind of recognize the holiday season and remember our loved ones, no doubt about that. Well, anything else at all? Or I guess that'll basically wrap up. Again, it is National Hospice Month, but anything else you're wanting to add today, Christine?
Well, those are really just a couple of the common myths about hospice care. And what we appreciate having is the opportunity, just like I'm doing with you today, to come and dispel some of those myths and talk about hospice. So I would just encourage, if there's anyone who wants to learn more, or if you have a club or an organization or a group who features presenters, call Home Care and Hospice, call me, give us an opportunity to come and have a little bit more lengthy conversation about those myths and facts. And that's the only way we as a community can have the knowledge we need to elect the care that we need when we need it.
Very good. Christina Nolte with us today, Executive Director of Home Care and Hospice. Next on the lineup, Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. A lot to talk about with him lately with everything that's been going on campus. 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, you're listening to In Focus.